Yeah, man. The boys are here. The girls are here. And the muscle men are here.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hello there.
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody. Dave and Darren here doing the Top 5 Things podcast for you and with you. Maybe to you. We're happy that you've downloaded and subscribed to the show. Thanks for leaving some comments and reviews. That's super helpful. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hello there, Darren.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Oh, you're a regular Marty Allen, aren't you? Welcome each and every one of you to the show. How was your St. Patrick's Day weekend? I know that's your favorite of all the holidays. We didn't really get into talking about it before it happened.
And, I kind of took
and
a,
now it's gone.
I kind of took a knee this year.
You passed on me?
I was still trying to mask my upcoming physical.
Oh, that's just bad planning on your part. How are you planning really a physical
is.
Around but the St. Patrick's Day holiday?
The physical has come and gone. And, you know, when they're doing that, they will ask you questions to try to update your history and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drink alcohol? Yes, light beer, enthusiastically. Yes. Yes. She didn't even get a chance to get the question out. Yes.
Do you have some now?
Are you offering me some?
Is there one in that drawer?
And
is this about to be the best doctor's visit ever?
And then, because I'm at the age where they need to check your prostate.
Oh, Moon River.
So,
did they go digging up there?
They didn't. And so,
well, it sounds like you didn't get anything you wanted.
So, it's. I guess they do that once a year.
Uh huh.
And I go to the doctor twice a year,
mm-hmm.
every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this is the one where they don't do that.
Okay.
But I was thinking, okay, well, they're not asking me to take my pants off.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go ahead and do that anyway?
No. You wait for the direction to
So I didn't. I left them on. But then I was, before she left, and she, you know, because normally they would say, okay, if you want to go ahead and take your pants and your underpants off, the doctor will be in here soon.
Mm-hmm.
I almost...
Is that how they say it? Take off your pants and your underpants?
Well, take... Yes, I guess.
Assuming that you're wearing underpants?
You were assuming a lot.
I was going to say. Underpants? What is this, the 50s?
I knew what was going to go down today. Why would I put underpants
on? Right?
So...
I didn't spend an extra 30 minutes cleaning back there for nothing. Let's go.
The thing... No, I won't get into it.
was it lucky for the doctor that they weren't digging around on that day? Is that what you're kind of hinting at? Did they pick a good session to skip you?
Have you heard of the term beer bowels?
Yeah, okay.
It's just like, Doc, uh-huh. I just... you okay back there?
Uh-huh.
That kind of felt like a wet one. Sorry. You doing you okay?
Doing all right back there, Doc?
You doing okay? But, so she didn't mention to take your pants off, so at that point I thought, well, I wonder if they've got that wrong. Because the last thing you want to do is go to the doctor and then mm-hmm. not get the exam that you need and then have something happen.
Well,
right?
This is what you're thinking. Great, they're going to let me out of here. I'm going to go tear it up tonight because I don't have to be a good boy anymore. And then they're going to say, well, you need to come back so we can go mining for gold in the shaft.
So I almost brought up, hey, we not doing that rectal exam today, or what's the deal?
I hope you didn't word it like that because that sounds weird.
It's a prostate exam.
Hey, you're gonna.
So I did not bring it up. I thought it's like, well, wait
seems
a minute.
Seems to me my anus could use some attention. Are we not doing that today?
Are we not? Are we done doing that sort of thing? Or does that cost extra?
Did I not tip well enough last time?
I didn't bring it up. I left well enough alone, and I'm guessing that when I go back in October, that's when. That's when they will bring that up again.
All right, so you won't even...
And then they were asking about other tests, like another part of your prostate test is something called a PSA.
Yeah, right.
Which they used to always...
A public service announcement from Amazing Larry.
Because that colon is hurting.
Mm.
But in the past, she was like, so you, it looks like you haven't had it. Looks like
finger all the buttholes you want, because we got to go to the streets like we did in the 70s.
I'll tell you how I'm going to stimulate the economy.
Hmm.
So she's like, well, it looks like you haven't had one in since something 2017. It's like, well, I'm like, well, that's the doctor ordering. That's not me. I'm not denying to take the test.
Mm-hmm.
It's from what I understand, or what the doctor said was, we don't do that particular test as part of this battery of your blood work anymore. It's like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to the lab and lending an arm.
Right. Right.
If you want a PS or a PSA, then order it and have the people take a look at things.
Yeah, you're the guys putting your fingers in my bottom, not the other way around.
Right.
Why do I got to make all the decisions around here?
Am I ordering the tests now?
Cuz clearly.
Well, what's
put me down for three of them.
Yeah.
My wife made me go get that done when I turned 30. Do you realize how stupid I looked? When I turned 30, my wife forced me to go to see a doctor. I hadn't been to a doctor in forever. She's like, well, you're 30 now, so you need to go get this stuff looked at.
They don't start it till you're 50.
Yeah, I found out afterwards. And he was like, do you have a family history? And at the time, I didn't really know
I've
what
got
my
a family history. Oh, right.
Boy. Where do you want me to get started, Doc? Boy.
You got a couch in here?
You'll be putting your finger in your own butt when I get done telling you what my family's
<I'm>
like.
Crying.
little Jack Corner in the corner over there. What are you
just
doing?
Shivering.
What a good boy am I.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll pull out that plum, won't you, Doc?
I can see why you're here.
Oh.
Ah, crap.
Right. So I did St. Patrick's Day up right, I think. I had a good time. Went to Front Street Brewery, had a great time down there. And then I had to go somewhere else. And then Jenny and I went back to downtown Davenport.
Goodness.
And it was...
wild?
Too wild.
Too wild?
I think I
too
just...
Too wild? The young people too wild?
It was like a bomb went off. We were walking down 3rd Street, and it was like being in a apocalypse
you
movie.
Mean trash or the people?
The people were just falling like
down drunk.
Everyone was falling down drunk.
Huh.
For it was like, oh, look at that now guy falling down drunk. And now that guy and that girl and that guy. And as we're walking, I saw like 12 different groups of drunks all just falling down.
Yeah.
It was almost like, is there a gas in the air? Like, what's going on here? And then we were going to go to one place for dinner.
War of the Worlds.
Exactly. It was like In Phantom Menace, when the ship gets taken out and all the droids just collapse.
Some Tom Cruise movie is what it was like.
I don't really enjoy his movies, but my point is this. It was just crazy. And then we wanted to go to one place for dinner, and as we got there, the cops had a guy up on the glass and were cuffing him.
Uh-huh.
So then we went somewhere else, and they're like, we're temporarily closed.
Yeah.
The EMTs are here. Yeah. There's a bit of a situation.
Yeah.
We hope to be up in 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm not going now.
Probably not the day to go get dinner.
No.
You want a few drinks? Sure.
No. And we went over to Rock Island, where it was nice and quiet and nice and fun. So it was a good time. But
Well, there was snow that evening.
There sure was.
Which maybe someone had mentioned, and I didn't hear about it.
No.
So I was a little bit shocked to see it the next morning. But if you were one of those people that really tied one on, and then you woke up, you might be thinking, how long did I sleep?
I slept all the way to Christmas.
Is it Christmas?
You idiots. You boneheaded
and
idiots.
Then the next thing would be to go look in the mirror to see if you've dropped 50 pounds because you've been asleep for 9 months.
How radically have I aged? my goodness. How old am I now?
Oh, my God. I'm so old.
How did this happen? Pizza Hut is bringing back the Pizzone. Do you remember that being a thing?
Yes.
What is a Pizzone? Is that like their calzone?
Yes,
or?
That's all it is.
People are very excited about the Pizzone being back at Pizza Hut. It's just a calzone.
I think so.
Okay. This is, I guess, one of those things like the Yumbo.
Yeah, but this actually existed.
The Pizzone is a toasted Parmesan pizza crust filled with pizza toppings and melted cheese. It's baked calzone style and served with a marinara dipping sauce. Well, it just sounds like it's a calzone. Why do they say it's a Pizzone? Because it's got pizza stuff and not calzone stuff? Isn't it all the same?
It's got Pizza Hut stuff.
Okay. Well, if this thing... People are losing their minds that it's back because apparently it is the official pizza of NCAA March Madness.
Gotcha.
That's why they're bringing it back. But if it's so damn popular, why are they bringing it back? You see what I'm saying?
If it's so damn popular, why did it ever go away?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If this was such a big hit, why are you making a big deal out of bringing it back? It should be we introduced it, and it never went away. It's not like, I get the McRib, the seasonality of that, but it's not like, hey, French fries are back at McDonald's. You don't have to sell me on the French fries.
I was at Taco Bell the other day.
Yeah.
Getting myself an enchilita.
Mm, delicious, I assume.
And they gave it to me without a fork.
Okay.
Without the spork or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there with it. I'm like, how do I go about this?
Yeah.
Do I totally just cat food this thing?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Which I did. And I went ahead and went back and got my spork. But,
uh-huh.
but I was seriously considering just, well, I can just eat this like a cat if I have to.
Right. Yeah. I'm going feral on this thing. I'm glad you mentioned Taco Bell because they're at the very top of this morning's top five things.
Well, that's looking at
that. Don on the phone. Okay.
No, Don's not on the phone, Casey.
Don might want tacos.
I didn't even hear the phone
Don
ring.
Don might want an enchirito.
No one's on the phone even. Why is he asking that? Top five things.
Okay. Dave and Darren, top five things brought to you by Factory of Fear. They're celebrating 25 years of fear, and they present Easter Mayhem. It's one weekend only, so don't miss it. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $15. VIP is $20. Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue, Moline, inviting you and yours to celebrate spring in a very unique way, Easter Mayhem.
Check out our link at nachoradio.com.
Excellent. Easter Mayhem is an all-new event to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. It is Easter Mayhem, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Sean Flynn's Photography will be there with a free photo booth. And coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Easter Mayhem, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Drove by there the other day. We stayed at that new Hyatt in East Moline. So you drove by the Factory of Fear a couple of times.
You had a staycation?
Yeah, sure did. Did that for St. Patrick's Day.
Huh.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And, well, my in-laws had enough points, so they gave us a room for free.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to use all these points, and they're expiring, so do you guys want to stay at the Hyatt for free? And I said, for free? Well, I can afford that.
So then you stayed there, and then did they stay here and watch the boy?
That's what happened.
Well, there you go.
Grandma came up, hung out with the boy, and then me and Jenny went out and had a good old time.
Does he try to pull stuff? Does he try to pull stuff on Grandma?
No.
He's like, no, that's how we do things around here.
No, because he can do whatever he wants when we're around. There's no need for it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not hard asses. And he's a good kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no real... I mean, he certainly gets a lot more... You know, his grandmother spoils him, if that's what you're asking. But as far as pulling stuff, that's not really his style.
I was just wondering if he tries to let her know that these are the rules around the house that we have.
And, no, she's here often enough that she's down with the rules. But also, yeah, he's not quite the artful dodger that his old man was in terms of pulling scams and schemes. Or if he is, he's better than I ever was.
Even better.
And I don't even know that he's doing it, which I would like to see that be the case, if I'm being honest.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's
best cheesesteak,
but so much more, including the Slobby Joe, slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and camp specials, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. When you are there, please mention Nacho Radio, and you will be rewarded. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
We'll be back with the top five things after this quick break. And we're back!
And we're back!
All right, number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Is that making us any money?
Not a dime. Not one penny.
No takers, huh?
I'll tell you what it's making. More work for me.
Mm.
But hey, there's a possibility we could make like 38 cents.
All right.
So I got to do what I got to do.
Sure.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago there was a story, and I know that you were excited to talk about this, and we never got to it. because for whatever reason, other things were going on. And then by the time I remembered the story, I felt like everyone had already talked about it, so I didn't want to be that guy. But there was a story a couple weeks ago where this guy gets trapped in his car, and he was able to save his own life by existing for 5 days on nothing but Taco Bell hot sauce packets. You remember the story.
So much. Think about how much better off he'd have been if he'd have had a glove box salami.
Which is what you've been advocating for years. If he was a regular listener of this podcast, he would know you put a summer sausage in your glove box. You really ought to call it a winter sausage.
Because.
Yeah.
And I'm just, we're very, very close. Mm-hmm. Because I am going to be making a trip to Southern Illinois this weekend, or later this week.
Okay.
It'll be time to vanquish the glove box salami.
That's how you welcome spring.
Yes.
The winter sausage, which is technically a summer sausage.
It is time to sacrifice the winter sausage.
That's right. To pay homage to...
Stonehenge.
So a couple weeks ago, this guy survives for 5 days. He's there with his dog. They melted the snow to drink, yes. And then he had the hot sauce packets. And I think Taco Bell, he was tweeting about it or Facebooking. Taco Bell, I think, is giving this guy free Taco Bell for a year.
How was he stranded?
He took a car out in Oregon where there was a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And the snow was,
yeah,
it was like 21 inches or something. And he was out in the middle of nowhere with no cell phone signal or anything. So he was stranded in his car.
Wouldn't it almost, well, maybe not for some people, I suppose, mm-hmm. but if you were in relatively decent shape, wouldn't it be almost impossible to starve in 5 days?
Yeah, you need water a lot more than
I understand you need the water, and you could eat snowballs and that sort of thing.
Right. No, you could go 5 days without eating.
Yeah.
I know, I certainly could. My goodness. So... the story was this guy's life was saved by Taco Bell hot sauce packets,
yes.
And that was a story that just kind of slipped through the cracks. We never talked about it here on the show.
I'm guessing you didn't give any to the dog.
I wouldn't give a dog a Taco Bell hot sauce
packet. No, because it's just going to make things worse.
Right. A dog can just go out and eat snow, right?
I'm sorry, buddy, but that's what you got.
Right. And then at some point, that dog's looking at you like in the old cartoons where Mary. Smedley and Chili Willy are looking at each other on the ice and they both look like giant hot dogs.
Fire up the Mary Provost.
Right over here on this axe! So the thing is, the hot sauce packets from Taco Bell saved this guy's life. Mm-hmm. And that's
Gave him something.
Yeah, right. You're
something
right.
to taste.
It probably didn't save his life.
No. Probably not.
But that was the story that everybody went
And I'm not saying with. Necessarily that the winter sausage is going to save your life.
No.
Isn't the situation going to be that much more enjoyable that you have a delicious glove box salami?
It's a celebration of spring and the fact that you survived one of the more brutal winters ever.
Yeah.
Darren, I've long been a fan of your summer sausage, winter sausage concept.
Let's throw a party.
Well, then yesterday, all right, another guy's life is saved by... Taco Bell hot sauce packets. This story comes to us from
Florida.
This guy is sitting down at a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida yesterday, right? He decides, I got them hot sauce packets. I'm going to get up and go get me some of those. He gets up from his seat to go get some hot sauce. Seconds after he gets out of
his
seat.
He's going to eat them as a snack?
You know, he wanted them for whatever he wanted them for.
Yeah.
Maybe it was to put on his taco.
Yeah.
Maybe it was to take for later. But he was sitting there. He had his meal, and he thought, forgot the hot sauce. I better go get
better
the hot sauce.
Better go get those packets.
So he gets up to go get the hot sauce packets.
And here comes.
Seconds later, an elderly man crashes through the front of the Taco Bell with his car, hitting the table where this guy had just been sitting.
Oh, okay, so it's if a Taco he, Bell. That makes sense.
If he had not gotten up to get the hot sauce... this 77-year-old man would have killed him in this SUV. I'm looking at the damage that was done here. This guy would have been killed, hit by a car in a Taco Bell. But because of the hot sauce packets, he's very much alive. So now this is a real story of a hot sauce packet saving a guy's life.
So this is becoming more than a coincidence.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now you've got
summer of Taco Bell hot sauce.
Are you making that? Is that an official thing? Seems early for that.
Number two.
Details. Very tasty.
Yeah. How many different flavors are there? Isn't there like a Diablo sauce and a...
Not always.
Is it...
There's fire.
And fuego, is that a flavor?
Fire, and yeah. Then there's hot, and then there's mild, and then they also have a green kind of breakfast one, verde.
So it's like a verde kind of thing, mm-hmm. Yeah. Number two on our top five things today. Number two. I did this, right?
Two.
This story, oh gosh. So this happened out on Long Island. You go to the cemetery to visit your parents, all right? This is what happened. This woman goes out. This is out on Long Island. She goes to the cemetery to visit her parents' burial plot,
mm-hmm.
All right? Joanne Cullen is her
name. Are her parents dead?
Yes, that's okay, why she went to visit them.
Well, I'm just thinking sometime you could go out there and it's like, I like to just visit the plot
mm-hmm.
and just one of these days... One of these days, those miserable people will be dead. I just like to go clear my head at your plot.
So she goes to this graveyard, the final resting place of her mother, Evelyn, and her father, John. All right.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to visit the grave, and she's there at the gravesite, and she goes and bends down to fix a bow on a wreath that's by the headstone where her mother and father are buried.
Mm-hmm.
At that very moment, a sinkhole opens up and swallowed her, descending her down into her parents' grave.
Oh, no.
The real-life horror show. Sinkhole forms and begins to swallow her, causing her to fall forward and smash her head on the tombstone, cracking a tooth.
Oh, jeez.
She tried to bounce back and started sinking into the ground, grabbing both sides of the tombstone. She was screaming for help. But because it's a graveyard,
right?
Only the dead could hear her screams, Darren.
Boy, you wouldn't think she'd be going back there anytime soon.
No, she's vowed she'll never go back.
Oh, is that right?
No, she said never going back there.
Okay.
Yeah, her lawyer is now saying, quote, getting sucked into your parents' grave when you go to visit them on a cool December afternoon with the sun going down is terrifying and traumatizing. She is suing.
And I need some dental work.
Yes! She is suing. She would like a $5 million lawsuit here.
Let's settle down. I don't know about $5 million.
See.
How about some all-you-can-eat Taco Bell?
I got to say, I don't know that $5 million's out of the realm of being realistic. I think usually you don't want me on the jury when you're suing for stuff like this. I think I'd give her $5 million. You're getting sucked into your parents' grave? No thanks. And then nobody can hear you scream? They think what happened was that the groundskeepers had dug a nearby grave and they didn't do it right, so that left this big giant, you know,
you need to do it right.
Right. Right. So now they are suing for...
Never again.
Uh-huh. This is, by the way, the same cemetery that has men's doubles champion Vitas Gerulaitis and Oscar-nominated actor Vincent Gardenia at this cemetery. Also, you can get sucked into your parents' grave. That's the stuff of nightmares.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. So come in with your tax refund if you got one of those. Check out their engagement ring starting at $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Like them on Facebook. And of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And now that the weather is turning around just a little bit, if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331, or you can do this. You can email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. At Capriati's, impeccable impeccable service, and they have extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. They are open 7 days a week. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
My trip to East Moline to stay at that Hyatt House also included, of course, a Sunday morning trip for some coffee there at the East Moline Coffee
Place.
Sure,
of course.
So I mentioned that because number three.
East Moline Coffee Company.
Yes, East Moline Coffee Company. I mentioned that because Burger King has a new coffee subscription service. I've never had coffee at Burger King. I know McDonald's is trying to remodel themselves for all these years as some sort of place to go get coffee, right? The McCafe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got all the fancy coffees. I just like coffee to taste like coffee. But is Burger King a place that people go for coffee? This is the idea.
They offer up a cup of Joe, yes.
A coffee subscription service. You sign up for the BK Cafe coffee subscription program, and for $5 a month, you can get a cup of coffee a day. For $5 a month.
$5 a month.
And then every day you can go get a cup of coffee. So if you were to use it every day, it's like 17 cents a cup of coffee. Available across the United States except in Hawaii and Alaska. Also Puerto Rico. Sorry, you're not. We can't do it for you either. But if you go to Burger King, you buy the coffee subscription service.
Mm-hmm.
You give them $5 a month.
Yes.
And every day you can get a cup of coffee at Burger King.
Cup of coffee $60 a year.
Other than the old men in the town in the middle of nowhere that only has a Burger King.
Yes.
Who would do this?
I was at Burger King the other day ordering some sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger sandwiches?
Hamburger sandwiches.
Wonderful.
One they might even call the Whopper.
Oh, wow.
I had a 2-for-1.
Not a Yumbo, though.
I had a 2-for-1.
Not on the menu.
Anyway, it took forever for them to get me my sandwiches. And then the little man came out.
Mm-hmm. The little man?
And he was like, we apologize for it taking so long. Next time, we're going to get you 2 sandwiches for free.
Well, could you get that in writing?
Well, just how is that ever going to happen? Is this just you making some sort of executive decision? And are you going to know me?
Did you give him your name?
No.
Did you ask him any of these questions?
No. No, I was just thinking, oh, okay. And then I'm thinking, but it's like, how are you going to know it's me until I go, until I pull up there again? And are you going to even remember this?
Part of me thinks it would be wonderful if next time you go, they just say, no charge. Remember last time how we dicked you
over? Well, that's what I'm going to rely on.
Yeah, right?
But because I know who the person is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know the person, but
are you gonna
I
say,
know it's you.
The little man said it would be free.
Well, he's not a big man.
Uh-huh.
I'll roll up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, I wonder if it's a trap. If it's a situation where I'm always going to be ordering 2 sandwiches now, thinking, is this when I get 2 for
like the hilarious sign in the bar your dad went to that said free beer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, because tomorrow it's that gimmick.
Yeah.
Next time, though, free sandwiches, 2 of them.
2 of them.
Right.
We'll just see if it happens.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know.
But if it did, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
If they cared about you that much.
You know what? I only ordered 1 sandwich. Can I order another one for free as well? Because you said so last time.
Remember last time? Just say that when you go to the window. Go, remember last time?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, everybody
Before
do that.
I order?
In fact, everybody do that. If you're ordering anything at a window, when you get to the window, just go, hey.
Remember last time?
Remember last time? Remember that?
Remember that?
Crazy.
I mean, this isn't your fault and everything, but
it's crazy.
I didn't get a spork last time. Well, that was a different restaurant.
Burger King's president for North America said in a statement, "We continue to leverage technology to enhance our guests' experience in our restaurants. We are proud to launch our own subscription service where guests can now enjoy a hot cup of coffee every day for just $5 a month."
This is the only idea this guy cooked up all year long, just to justify his job.
Well, this
he hasn't done a damn thing the rest
I'll
of the year.
I'll tell you what this is. I know for a fact what this is, because I know how these corporate nothings think. This is somebody sitting at a table going, "Boy, people sure like Netflix. How do we do like a Netflix but Burger King?"
Uh-huh.
We could make it like a subscription for coffee.
Well, that justifies my existence for the entire year.
Well, if anyone needs me, I'll be on my jet ski with my secret family.
My jet ski My jet ski.
I call them the jet ski family.
No, I've got a jet ski and it's called Yumbo. Or he's got a yacht and it's called Yumbo.
Do people give names to their jet skis?
I don't know. I don't know. Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Number four.
Number four, it's another installment of I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't on This Flight. This is a Ryanair passenger jet. Ryanair, of course, the airline from Ireland, right? They're always in the news for doing things like, you know.
That Ryan's Hope isn't on TV anymore, is
it? No, no, because it's not 1981. Mm. No, Darren, it's been off
the air. Thanks for nothing!
It's been off the air for some time. Ryan's Hope?
Huh? Can I catch that in reruns?
No. You used to be able to on the soap opera.
Do you remember
network.
The lighting on that show?
No, Darren, I don't.
It was just different.
What was, the family were the Ryans, right? Was that the gimmick? And they were just, what were they hoping for?
To make it in America! Just to get an even break!
Ryanair flight from Tenerife to Glasgow resulted in one man. There was a fight on board the flight between passengers, resulting in one man having his nose bitten off. Video shows passengers screaming as this guy emerges from the aisle covered in blood. This flight kicked off on the 6:10 in the morning flight Saturday. One witness saying that the injured man wasn't involved in the fight.
Sounds like downtown Davenport.
Exactly. This guy wasn't even in the fight. He was trying to break it up.
Oh, don't break up fights.
This is the thing. Mind your business. If two people you don't know want to beat the hell out of each other, that's between them.
Start taking bets.
Right? When two nudes go swinging at each other and I don't know either of those cats.
I don't know who they are.
Then my name is Paul and this is between y'all. Got his nose bit off.
That seems like some very random biting.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and suggest that if you're somebody who can bite off a nose, probably not the first nose you've bitten off.
I know how to do this.
Ryanair is a budget airline there. They say in a statement, two passengers became disruptive in flight. Police removed and detained two individuals. It all started over a woman not wearing her shoes on the flight.
I'm okay with, like, budget cheese. Mm-hmm. I don't know about budget airline.
No. The fight started over a woman not wearing her shoes on the flight going to the toilet, and a very drunk man was upset that she did that.
Who do you think you are, you slut taking you? Go to the bathroom without your shoes on!
And there was like,
you don't talk to my girlfriend that way!
No, fellas, let's break it up.
I'll bite your nose off, you son of a bitch!
That's exactly what happened.
Once the plane landed and more alcohol was consumed, the man and the woman's boyfriend started arguing. They were both very drunk and started to fight. Again, this is a 6 o'clock in the morning flight. The guy with the nose that got bitten off was trying to get one of the guys to calm down, and he got hit on the nose and then bit on the nose.
Yeah.
And, They say that one of the stewardesses was trying to calm things down and did, it says here, not a very good job. No.
Oh, this reflects poorly on me. Okay, sure. Pin it on me.
Remember that time? Well, they were still serving alcohol.
I'm going to put this in this isn't going to go in your file.
You're still serving alcohol on a flight at 6 o'clock in the morning? Does that seem like best idea?
You're just starting. We're just starting to serve alcohol.
Well, yeah, but so these people were not just starting to drink.
Maybe
I'm
not.
I'm guessing.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, space herpes. Now we got that to worry about. NASA's saying that space flight is activating herpes in our astronauts.
Sure, that's what's causing it.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
The longer you spend in space, the more likely you are to have viruses like herpes, chicken pox.
That's what you tell the wife.
And shingles all reactivate. This is new research that NASA just put out. And the reason
why... So you had to have the herpes already.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, chicken pox is a form of herpes.
Yeah, I know.
Shingles is also a form of herpes. So the stress that is put on you by putting you out into outer space kind of weakens your immune system. And then these, you know, once you have herpes, it's always there. So it just kind of gets, I don't know, does it get like reactivated or something?
Sounds like it.
But I thought the gimmick with chickenpox was once you get it, you only get it once, but then you get shingles. That's the
second
thing.
You're susceptible to shingles,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And that's no fun when that happens. Trust me.
Not from what I understand.
Right.
Never had it, but I did have chicken pox, so I guess it could happen.
Oh, it's coming.
Great.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Great.
Oh, if anyone's going to get shingles, it'll be you.
Oh, I'll let y'all know about it.
Well, keep going to the doctor and getting your stuff checked out.
I didn't get my stuff checked out.
Shedding is what they call it when a virus successfully reactivates inside of you.
Shedding.
So humans have shedding, and the herpes virus, they say, is reactivated in more than half of our astronauts that are up there.
Hmm.
This is according to a study published in the journal Frontiers in Microbiology, and yes, we do subscribe.
One step for mankind if it wasn't for these damn shingles.
Honey, it's I was faithful to you. It's the space that gave me the herpes.
I saw the way
I got
space
herpes.
I see the way you look at Buzz Aldrin.
That's gonna do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about this? How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more.
You say take home, but the interior of that place is very chill. Very cool, Dave and Darren. Very. It's like Robbie Benson used to say to us.
They did.
Very cool, Dave and Darren. Very cool.
And he was right. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out.
You chuckled about that for months.
At eastmolinecoffeecompany.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
Very cool, Dave and Darren.
Yes, you're right about that.
You're right, Robbie Benson. We are very cool.
For once, you're absolutely right. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven roasted in the shop daily, Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
This is the first time hearing of it.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow.
All right. Well,
but maybe a little later in the afternoon.
We'll see what happens. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, thanks so much for subscribing and downloading and listening. And hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.